for help. Who will be here to protect me from Tryphaena? She will take the throne in his absence, I know it, and put watchful, hateful eyes on me. While I adore Berenice, she is second in line to be queen. What worries me is that her softness causes her to be easily influenced. Will she be loyal to father, or will she share in the schemes of Tryphaena? As for my little sister and brothers, they still sleep in the nursery and play with toys. Although Arsinoe is old enough to want a pygmy playmate, she is no threat to me.
Well, it sounds like Cleopatra's father has a plan. He wants to sail to Rome and ask for help from the Roman army. But instead of being relieved, Cleopatra's pretty upset for several reasons. First, she's been worried about the Roman troops storming Egypt and taking it over. If her father actually invites the Romans to come, she's afraid that they'll never leave and Egypt will lose its independence. Also, Cleopatra is afraid of her father going away for so long because there'll be no one to protect her from Tryphaena, who will surely want to take over the throne, and may, more than ever, want to get rid of Cleopatra. She's also worried about her other sister, Berenice. Will she side with Tryphaena against Cleopatra? Let's see what happens. Pick up the story in the middle of page 31 with the new section that's titled Evening.
Evening. There was quite an upset at our meal tonight. Berenice brought her new pet along to recline with her on the couch. But when Baboon saw the food, he refused to sit still. He leaped onto the table where plates of oysters were beautifully displayed with cucumbers and sea urchins, my favorite dish. Baboon helped himself. Before we could rescue the meal, Baboon found the bowl of onions and scooped them out with his tiny hands. They fell from the table and rolled along the floor like white marbles. Meanwhile, Tryphaena stood up, furious.